Sci-Fi Audio presents 1635, The Papal Stakes, by Eric Flint and Charles E. Gannon. Narrated by George Goodell and directed by Abigail McHugh.
Part 1. May, 1635. The line of the horizon, thin and fine. Chapter 1. Odo, the young German operating the radio, shook his head. "I'm sorry, Ambassador Nichols, but the signal has been lost." Sharon Nichols, displaced ambassador to Rome for the United States of Europe, edged so far forward that her ample figure began pushing into Odo's incongruously wiry back. "Did Colonel North confirm that he was moving to the extraction point as quickly as possible?" Odo shook his head again. "No, Ambassador. The frequency started becoming garbled before I could send those instructions. I shall try to raise Colonel North again." As the young miller's son from Rudolstadt set about this task, Sharon's husband and de facto chief of intelligence and security, Ruiz Sanchez de Casador y Ortiz, placed a hand on her arm. "My love, there is no cause for alarm." Sharon turned toward him, eyes bright, the smooth curves of her very dark face creased by lines of worry. "We've lost contact with Colonel North, who's supposed to meet our team when it comes out of Chiavenna. A team that just happens to include my father, who promised us, that he'd signal us by 1 p.m. today with a mission update. That update is already 2 hours late. So until I know that my father and my friends are with Colonel North's forces and heading back to Grantville, every second of uncertainty is cause for alarm." She turned back to watch Odo ply the various tricks of his arcane trade. Rui raised an eyebrow.